Okay, today's daf is Nida, daf Mem Ches. Mem Ches, we will start with Mem Zayin Amid Beis as we start off the new week. Mem Ches Amid Aleph, but we will start with Mem Zayin Amid Beis, and we will start with Tanoihi. It is seven lines up from the bottom towards the end of the line. Comes up, we just had a question last daf, and we are about to answer it. The Gemara quoted the Machlokos between Rav and Levi. I'm sorry, Rav and Ula. Rav and Levi was earlier in the Masechta about Mayan Echad or Shtei Mayanos. Rav and Ula are here in terms of how do we look at all of these shiurim in this parak, which we just had last time, the last shiur, the last Mishnah, about the age of 20, the age of Sris and Islandis, as we went through all of the shiurim in this parak from age one day all the way through age 20, which is the last halachic stage, really, in a person's life. The last halachic stage. Even though the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos talks about ages every decade, every 10 years, as one gets older, but here the Mishnah talks about halachic stages. So Machlokas Rav and Levi, Rav and Ula. Rav said that all of the Shiurim go me'es la'es, meaning one needs complete years. Complete years. Right, whether it's 3 years old, whether it's 12 or 13, whether it's 20, it's all complete years. You don't say mixas something kikulo. While Ula says no, by the ones that say viyom echad, so then those mean complete, because it says, right, shloshes reshana, whatever it is, viyom echad. But if it didn't say, it's like our Mishnah, this last Mishnah, so then one would not need complete, let's say if it's 20, so it's 19 plus something, 19 plus a month, right, the Rashi says that the third wide line of Rashi, Bar Misefa, Diktani, Bas Esrim Shana, Shalevi, Eshe Cyrus, Tazam Lobidon Esrim Shlemim, Elevjanikas, Yom Echad, Vishas Esrim, one day into the 20th year, that would be good enough. That was the machlokas between Rav and Ula, how to understand the Mishnayis in our parak. So we asked the Kasha on Rav, based on a certain, Brisa, as we saw yesterday. So we're coming to answer that. That's what we start off today with the answer. Tanoihi. Really, it's a machlokas tanoim. And there is a brisa that Rav can hold like. There is a brisa that says complete years. Meis leis, not relying on any type of mixas. So where is that other opinion? There was an opinion that seemed to hold like Ula. So Rav says, no, I have an opinion of brisa on my side too. As the brisa says, Titania. Sean, the brisa talks about all different kinds of years besides the ones that have to do specifically with us in terms of age. The Tanya, the brisa says, this is a Tosefta. Shana ha'amura b'kachim. Shana, the year that's spoken about when it comes to kachim. Kachim, as we know, different ages of karbanos. Kevetz ben shnaso la'ola. Uven yonos al-chadah. Some karbanos have to be 1 year old, some have to be two years old. So how do you determine that year? Or shana ha'amura b'bati arechoma. Or the year that one has for bati arechoma. One, when it comes to a walled city. At the end of Sefer Vayikra, the mitzvah is, and the halacha is, if one sells a house in a walled city, they have 1 year to return it, to redeem it. If they don't redeem it within a year, then it stays nechlat to the buyer. That is 1 year of Batei Erechoma. The Mishnayos and Arachin discuss that it used to be, Barishona, it used to be that on the last day of that year, the buyers used to hide out so that the sellers would not be able to buy it back from them. Because they know it's a year. So on the last day, many times, sellers would procrastinate and wait till the final day and then plan to go the final day to buy it back. But the original buyers, we used to hide. Hayanitman on the end of the year. So that's why they made a takana that sellers who now want to buy it back have the right to just put the money in Beis Din and then go and take the field. The field's not going anywhere. It's just that the house is not going anywhere. It's just that the buyers used to hide. So they made a takana that you're allowed to give the money into Beis Din and then take the item back. Discussed in the past, I think, that sugya, sugya is important for discussion in the Ksos, and the Ksos quotes the Aguda, who discusses the sugya of ones b'sof hazman. Somebody wait to the last moment, and then for anything. Let's say davening. Somebody says, I'm going to daven, and then at the last moment, the ones occurs. So is that called ones? Because it's your fault. It's the fault of the person involved that they waited to the last moment. They shouldn't have waited to the last moment. You're right, they added ones at the last moment. The question is, what does that Mishnah and that Takana tell me? The fact that they had to make a Takana in order for the person to claim that it was an ones, make it sound like, makes it sound like ones p'sof hazman is not tainus ones. Ain't tainus ones p'sof hazman. After all, why they need the takana for? That's one way to look at it. But there's a discussion on that Mishnah, but that all has to do with the shana of batei arei choma. The chinuch and others talk about also why batei arei choma has different halachas than other items that are sold. Most other items that are sold, as we're about to see in the steachuza, the chulu, that has, well, within the first 2 years, you're not allowed to redeem it back. And batei arei choma all of a sudden has, you only have to redeem it back within the first year. Right, so that's a discussion. Sefer Achidah discusses the reasons for the difference. Okay, but either way, the year of Batei Arei Choma, how is it calculated? They're all going to be calculated, this whole list, Me'is Le'is, like Shita of Rav. Shtei Shanim Shebestei Achuza, the 2 years that one is not allowed to redeem, a Stei Achuza, a Sadeh of my heritage that I had to sell because I was so poor. Shei Shanim Sheba Eved Ivri, the 6 years that in Eved Ivri has to work before he has to be set free, unless it becomes an Eved Yirtza, but the 6 years of an Eved Ivri also does not go by the a little bit into the sixth, but full six. V'chein Sheba Ben V'Sheba Bas. And also, Ben and Bas, what does that mean? So we think this means even age 20 for a ben or a bas. That's what it means. Therefore, you see on the list, kulan me'es le'es. Now the Gemara just goes through, where do you know all this from? This sounds like the Shita of Rav. But where are the psukim that teach us all of these items? So, shana ha'amur b'kachim minolan. How do I know shana ha'amur b'kachim? Amar v'achav ha'yakov. Amar kra keves ben shenaso. Shenaso shelo v'lo shana shel minyan olam. So, shenaso, his year, and not objective years. Not shana shel minyan olam. Shana ha'amur b'batei arei choma. The shana, that is by batei arei choma, that 1 year. Minolan amar kra atom shnas mem karo. Again, the possessive. His selling, mem karo shalo, velo shna shal minyan olam. Again, it goes by personal. Shtei shanim shevestei achuza minalan, the 2 years of estei achuza minalan that you're not allowed to buy it back. Right, Rashi explains, the last Rashi on the Amud, hamochas de achuza lachaveiro, eino mutar lagala, v'pachas b'shtei shanim. You're not allowed to redeem it within the first 2 years. Sheyochlenu lokeach shtei shanim. That's not lacha. That the buyer has to get at least 2 years worth of produce. As we'll see, it could be even more than 2 years worth. But within the 2 years, it has to be his, right? And you figure, and then you calculate how many years there were left till Yovel, because by Yovel it would have gone back to him anyway. Okay, as Rashi describes in Parshas Bahar. So the 2 years in Stei Achuza Minalan, Amar Kra, b'mispar shnei tvuos yimkarlach. In the amount, in the number of two tvuos will be sold to you. And we darshan, from the fact that shnei means two and tvuos is also plural, we darshan altogether can be more than two. Pa'amim sha'atam mocher, shlosha tvuos b'shtei shanim. It's 2 years, but altogether you can have more than two harvests in those 2 years. Rashi explains, let's say you sold it when it was already bursting, it was already ready to be harvested. So the buyer harvests, and then it plants, and then harvests again, and then the following year. So you have three harvests, even in just 2 years. Shei shana sheba evan ivri, binalan, continuing, how do you know the 6 years of an evan ivri are me'es le'es? Amar kra, shei shanim ya'avod, uvashevias. 6 years, he shall work with Ashviyah. So we're darshaning, we're putting the comma in the wrong place in order to darshan, because really in the Torah, Ubashviyah goes with the following phrase, Ubashviyah shall be avod of Ashviyah yetze, right, he goes out, but we darshan it as putting the comma after the word Ubashviyah. That's one of the tools that Chazal have. As we know, the Torah, there are very multi-levels in order to darshan the Torah. And the, as we mentioned 2 days ago, I think, just the truth, that truth of the Radvaz, even the Nekudos that we have are not written in the Torah because we want to leave open the possibility to read it and to darshan it in various ways. So therefore, even though we read it as, Sheshanem Yavot, stop, Ubashvias goes with the next phrase, but the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu reads it doesn't say that. Right, all Shmos of Shalakadosh Baruch Hu, as the Ramban writes in the Hakdama to Torah. So that's why, in terms of darshaning, we're allowed to put the commas in other places. See, here's another example of that. It's not just arbitrary. Sheishanim yavod ubashviyis. Ubashviyis nami yavod. We darshan. Even in the seventh year, he's going to work. How does he work in the seventh year if he only has 6 years? So, because it goes by me'es le'es. If he's working for 6 years and he passes a seventh Rosh Hashanah, let's say he started working in a Nisan, Rashi says, and then Rosh Hashanah of the seventh year came before he got up to the end of his sixth year, which is the seventh Nisan, but his seventh Tishrei comes. Right, at least the Tishrei that switches for the seventh time the year. So therefore, again, he might be able to work for, in quote, 7 years, even though it's not a full 7 years, but the way that he can be working 7 years is if you calculate it by Me'es La'es, right? And the calendaric year is not included, and therefore you can pass through 7 years calendarically, even though it's less than 7 years on his own personal calendar. Okay, that is Eved Ivri. We know what Eved Ivri works for 6 years, Sheshanim Yavod, and then he has a choice of becoming an Eved Nirsa or not. Not the greatest advice that we would give him, because we know that becoming an Eved Ivri, he has to have Ritzia done to his ear, and then he has to learn the lesson of the Ritzia, which is Eved Shasham al Har Sinai, Lo Sigzol, or Eved Shasham al Har Sinai, Avadai Hevel, Avadim Avadim. Either way, Eved Nirsa is not one of the goals of Yahadus of this halacha. But the text that the Torah uses is that once he becomes an Eved Ivri, then va'avado la'olam, then he works forever. I think we mentioned in the past, maybe in a Parsha Shir, that la'olam really, as we know, means yovel. The Meshech Chachma, Kedarko Bakodesh, tries to figure out, is there a case where we could take the Torah literally, mamash literally, forever, va'avado la'olam. So he suggests, yesh la'ayin, in Mishpate, Perachavala Pazakvav, I could come up with a case that is literally Avadola Olam. Yesh La'ayin, Be'evid Ivri Shenimkar, Bizman Shahayovel Noheg, Ubetok Shesh Batlu Ayovlos. An Evid Ivri that is sold when Yovel is Noheg, and therefore he would go out by Yovel, he'd go out by the end of 6 years, but then during his 6 years, Yovel was Nisbatel. The minion Yovel was nullified, and we know Evid Ivri is only Noheg Bizman Shahayovel Noheg. As we discussed this year, actually, in Parsha Shir, what the svar for that is. Like when the 10 tribes left, so all of a sudden you don't have Kol Yoshvei Aleha, Kiva Ain Evet Ivri Noeg, El Bazan Shah Yovel Noeg. Evet Ivri is only Noeg when Yovel is Noeg, Mi Paka Avodaso. So does his Avdos, is there anything that's mafkia it? Because there's no more Yovel, there's no more 6 years of an Eved Ivri, but he is an Eved Ivri from beforehand. O Dilma Nishar Eved Kamo Steachuza. Or do we say he remains an Eved like a Steachuza? By a Steachuza, right? If there's no more Yovel, but no Yovel, so then the fields stay where they are until we get Yovel back. Im Kain, Hare, therefore you have an example of Hanirza Sheino Yosef, Yiron Kesav Yosef, Rakbi Yovel, Im Haya Hayovel, Have Afkata Drachmana. By a regular Eved Ivri, you might still wait the 6 years at most. But by an Eved Nirtza, he says that he does not go out by Giron Kesef. He can't buy himself back. He only goes out by Yovel. If Yovel is just from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then you have to wait till Yovel. V'im lo haya Yovel, shin niftala Yovel, nishar Eved la'olam, kol chaye ha'adon, all the life of the master. That's la'olam in this context, right? Because the halacha is that discussion of the Gemara with Eved Ivri is Oved the Ben and not Oved the Bas, but either way, through one's lifetime. And that's why he says, Meduya Kakasov Avado La'olam. You can come up with a case of La'olam. The Meshech Chachma's classic derech of trying to understand the Torah Bechsav, the Pshat, on a deeper level. Lefi Pshuto, Shu Oved Asol La'olam, Rak Imye Yovel Mafkia, Viha Vein. And you should understand this, says the Meshech Chachma. Okay, let's continue. So that's relating to the brisa of Eved Ivri, that line of Sheshanim Yavod Uvashviyas. And finally, the last one, Sheva Ben V'Sheva Bas. The last one, Lamai Hilchasa, what is the last phrase in the brisa referring to? So we wanted to bring this as a raya to Rav. So we'll see, well, it's a machlokas, how you understand it. Lamai Hilchasa, regarding what halacha can we say is Sheva Ben V'Sheva Bas? Amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav. Interesting, Rav says this, La'inyan Arachin. Regarding Arachin, how do you determine the age of Arachin, where it talks about from 60 years, from 20 years, all the different ages, from 5 years, how do you determine that? You go, Me'es La'es. Go Me'es La'es. That's what this halach is important for Arachin. For Rav Yosef Amar, Lepirkin, the Yosef Dofen. Rav Yosef says, it could also be, let's say also, because we brought this to support the sheet of Rav. So we'd rather not say that Rav specifically says it does not include Pirkin de Yosei Dofen, our parak. But Rav Yosef suggests it has to do with all the ages of Yosei Dofen. So Amalei Abaya, mi pligis. Abaya says, are these shittas arguing, Rav and Rav Yosef? Amalei lo, hu amachad avana minachad avlo paliginon. Really, they're not arguing, right? Because we're also trying to figure out how Rav can be supported by this brisa. And Hachinami Mestavre, it also makes sense that they don't argue. The Isak adaitach pligi, because if we say that they do argue, then man da amar la arachin, lo amar li yotzei dofen. According to the one who says that these ages work for arachin, they don't work for the ages of our perek, v'yama rav, hilchza b'kulei pirkin meis la'is. Rav himself says that, right, that the halacha is meis la'is, as we just said, that we would rather bring this brisa as a support for Rav. So that's why Rav must hold up both. So if they really hold of both, why didn't they say it? Lamanda Amar that says that these ages are for Arachin, why didn't he say it's also for Yotzei Dofen? So Gemara said, Dumi Dahanach. He wanted to say because the Braisa has similar contexts. Mahanach Dechsivin, Afhanin Ami Dechsivin. All the items listed in the Braisa are explicit halachas that are mentioned in the Torah. Yotzei Dofen, all these ages, they're not explicit in the Torah. They're halacha moshe b'Sinai. Rashi says hilchasahi. They're all halachas. Right? We mentioned a couple of days ago, at least the halacha of gadlus. That mishnah. We had a discussion in the Achronim. The Rishonim really. What is that? The Rush said that is also halacha moshe b'Sinai. Part of shiurin being halacha moshe b'Sinai. By others say we mentioned the Rav Bar Tanura quoting earlier sources that Shimon and Levi are called ish by the story of Shechem. But either way, says the Gemara, it's not explicit in the Torah, those ages. So that's why the opinion that says that this brisa is only referring to Arachin, Rav would say, I hold like this brisa. You see, there's a Tana out there that holds like me. But I didn't give the pshat of this brisa to Yotzei Dofen because that's not explicit. What is the other one? What about the one that suggests Sheva Ben v'Sheva Bas? He says that, and he doesn't say the other one. Hi, Sheva Ben v'Sheva Bas, Sheva Zachar v'Sheva Nekeva Miboilai. If you want to think that it has to do with Arachin, instead of that's better, but then you should have said Zachar and Nekeva, not Ben and Bas. Those are the words used in the Torah when it comes to male and female amounts for the ages of Arachin. It didn't use that, so that's a reason not to say that it has to do with Arachin. Okay, either way, we have a machlokas in Pshat, even though it's not a machlokas halacha l'maisa, it can be referring to both. Good. Amrav Yisrael Bar Nachmeni, Amrav Elazar, Halacha K'Rab Yosi Ben Kippur, Sh'amar Mishum, Rabbi Eliezer. The halacha is like Rabbi Yosi Ben Kippur, who said, like, in the name of Rabbi Eliezer, who said at the brisa that we quoted at the end of yesterday's daf, the brisa that we quoted, Shnas Esrim Sheyatzim Menu Shloshim Yom Harikas Shnas Esrim L'Chol Devareha, right? That you do go by, you don't pass like Rav like Meis Leis. You pass in light that you, by certain ages, by the ages that don't say Yom Echad and Arperek, you could have less than complete years. You could have 19 in a day, as Rashi said before. That's what Rabbi Eliezer said. Amar Rabbi Zeira, said Rabbi Zeira, Ezke the Esik ve'agar malashmaitzam ipumei demara. Oh, I wish. This was before Rabbi Zeira made Aliyah. So we know the Gemara at the end of Ksubas tells us that he made Aliyah against the wishes of one of his Rebbeim. But Rabbi Zeira wanted to go. He was a tremendous Oyev Eretz Yisrael. He wanted to live there. He couldn't live in Galus. So he says, Ezke, I'm going to go. I wish I could be Zoche and Esik and go up and learn this statement from Rabbi Eliezer himself. He's the Marta Asra. Instead of hearing it in his name, Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur, in the name of Rabbi Eliezer, oh, I wish I could go up and hear it from himself. Kisalak, when he finally went up there, Ashkechel Rabbi Eliezer, Elazar, he finds Rabbi Elazar, or Rabbi Elazar, I'm sorry, Rabbi Elazar, who is quoted in the name of Rabbi Yisrael Bar Nachmeni, to hear in the, from Rabbi Elazar himself that the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Zera says, I wish I could go hear from him himself. So when he goes up there, he goes, say him, Amar Lei, Amar Talacha Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur, you said that? Amar Lei Mistavra Amri. I didn't just have a Misora about it. I just think it's logical. Mitakule Pirkin Tani Yom Echad, Vehechalok Tani, Shvabina Mistavra Kavasei. From the fact that the earlier Mishnayos all said, V'yom Echad, V'yom Echad, V'yom Echad, and this one didn't, that's why I think it makes sense to suggest what I am saying. Right? The Mishnah Memheim Abeis. Bas Achas Esrei Shana V'yom Echad. Pshnei Mesrei Shana V'yom Echad. Said Yom Echad. Right? The Mishnah on Mem Dalam Abeis. Bas Shalosh Shana V'yom Echad. Miskadeshes B'viyah. Mem Heim on Aleph. Ben Teisha Shana V'yom Echad. They all say Yom Echad. And the first one, Mem Gimel Abeis. Tinokes bas yom echad. It's all yom echad. So why does only the last Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, did not write yom echad? So maybe because he's telling us it has a different set of halachas, different rules that you don't need complete, you don't need meis leis. That's what Rabbi Elazar answered Reb Zera when he went up to Eretz Yisrael. If you look here in the Chashuki Chemed, which is the first one of the day, he quotes, Sheila, he quotes, why is it that here, he says, I wish I could go to Eretz Yisrael, dafka, to hear what the Marad Asra has to say. Why doesn't he just say that, I wish I could go to Eretz Yisrael, in order to be Mekai in the Mitzvah of Tzulias Baretz, or to be Mekai in the Mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. That also should be good enough, but instead he just says, I want to go. So says Rav Zilberstein, of course that's a Mitzvah of Tzulias Baretz, and of course Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, but Dar Gemara is teaching me that there is an idea of learning something mipi the Rebbe. Learning something from the Rebbe himself in front of the Rebbe. In front of the Rebbe. Obviously, if there's Ein Breira, right, if you have to listen online, it's wonderful also. Right, tremendous Torah being learned through the virtual world. But if there's a choice of being able to see it from the face of the Rebbe, says Rav Zilberstein, that is something that is very special, and that's what Moshe Rabbeinu actually was very upset at. But in Yisrael, they said, no, we don't want to hear it from Hashem. It's not going to be good for us. We want to hear it from you. And he was very upset about that. Chazina miye sheish inyan shetalmidim yiru es pnei harav kedei sheyiru lahem panim mazviros v'yaldekach yuchlu l'kabel es haTorah b'tzura haTorah b'yoser shetor lahem gam b'havana v'gam b'skiris hadvarim. Okay, so there's a tremendous maila to have the Rebbe be in front of the Talmidim. He says, "Mipi Rav Dafka v'imkein." That's what we understand what Reb Zeira's emphasis was. V'kima mitzvah shabbat mishum shalim and atar be'echus mipiv shal Reb Elazar ola be'echusa mikiyam mitzvah shatulias ba'aretz b'shem of Talmud Torah k'neged kulam. Okay, he discusses why the uniqueness of Talmud Torah from a Rebbe. Good, said by Reb Zilberstein, who lives in Bnei Brak. We continue. We finish the parak. And now we go into Hadroch Yossi Dofen, Perek Ba Simen. Right, we continue, at least at the beginning of this Perek, with the ages and the simanim of Godless. After this Perek, after this Mishnah discusses items that usually go together, right? Simen Elyon and Simen Tachton, the upper simanim of a woman, which was discussed yesterday in terms of the dadim, in terms of the growth of her breasts, and the simen tachton, which are Cyrus. After that, once we have that in the first Mishnah, so the whole rest of the parak is all relating to items that have two elements as well. Right, all over Shas. We'll talk about Tumetara, we'll talk about Klicheris, we'll talk about Chumas and Maestros, we'll talk about Dini Nefashas, Dini Mamanis. Well, that's the rest of Perek Ba Simen. Okay, but today we have the levels of godless when it comes to one of the two simanim, when it comes to an isha or a girl, a yalda that's becoming a gdola. So here we go. Ba simin hatachton. Achala ba ha'elyon. If a woman gets simin tachton, she has shnei Cyrus, but before she gets simin elyon, before she has the growth of the dadim, o choletzes omas yabemes. Everybody agrees there that she is considered a gdola because simin tachton comes later. And Simen Tachton is for sure a Simen of Godless, so we assume she's a Gedola, or not just later, but we assume she's a Gedola, even if she doesn't have full development of Simen Elyon. So she could do Chalitza or Yibam, we assume she is a Gedola, everybody agrees to that, that is Siman Muvhak, and you rely on that. What about the other way? Baha Elyon, Achala Baha Tachton, what if Simen Elyon comes without Simen Tachton coming? She does not have Stage Cyrus, but she has development on top. Af Alpishi Efshar. The Mishnah adds the line, we'll have to see what the significance of this line is. Even though it's impossible to have Simen Elyon without Simen Tachton, Rabbi Meir Omer, Lo Choletzes, Lo Masiyah Bemes. Rabbi Meir says, one has to be Choshesh in this case. If she does not have, according to Rabbi Meir, Simen Elyon is not good enough, and therefore you have to be worried she is still a Kitana. If she is still a Kitana, she cannot do Chalitza. What about Yibam? Why can't she do Yibam? That's because of the other sheet of Rabbi Meir. The Rabbi Meir is always Choshesh Lomiyot, as we'll see throughout Shas, and as we'll see in the Gemara. So that is why Rabbi Meir says you can't do Yibam either, even though a Kitana maker didn't should be able to do Yibam, he says he can't, because Chayshinan, maybe she's going to turn out to be an islandess. And therefore, it'll be Yibam Shalom B'makam Mitzvah. So that's why our mayor says this woman is stuck. If she is not beferish. She's not explicitly. She's not mufak. She doesn't have a siman mufak. So that is why she is stuck. That is Rabbi Meir Shita. V'chacham omrim, no. Ocholetz is almost yabemes. Even if she just has siman elyon, she could do either one. Why? Mibnei she'amru. Ef shel tachton lavo ad shel bo ha'elyon. It's possible for the siman tachton to come before the siman elyon comes. Avali ef shel elyon lavo ad shel bo ha'tachton. But the siman elyon to have development on top before the siman tachton, that is impossible. And therefore, if there is development of the siman elyon, it must be there was siman tachton, but it was not true, it fell off. They fell out because it's impossible to have it the other way. Ask the Chassam Sofer. Is this a machlokas and metzias? We'd rather not say that. Whenever there seems to be a machlokas and metzias, the Chassam Sofer al Hashas tries to figure out how there is no machlokas and metzias. So the Chassam Sofer says it right here as well. I'd rather not say that it is that type of machlokas. And therefore, the suggestion given is that no, maybe the machlokas is just how they interpret what simin elyon is. There are certain types of simin elyon that happens earlier, and there's certain types of simin elyon that happens after, says the Chassam Sofer. Bekulei sugya mashva depligi b'metzias. That's what it sounds like, but I hate to say that. V'hini v'fima shakaza tosfas la'el daf mem zayin. Depligi la'el b'simane bochal. Imkein igal ameymar lomar islei simin ha'elyon b'shir ha'batzir tuva. One of the opinion holds here, Rabbi Meir holds that simin elyon, what's the simin elyon? What stage of development? Well, we had 4 or 5 shitas yesterday, right? So simin elyon is the earliest year. So maybe the earliest year, can it come before simin tachton? V'iyu kadim l'tachton. Ulu rabbanan sfirle. But the Rabbanan hold shir hayoser gadol. They hold a much later shir v'ilo efshe b'lo tachton, and that cannot happen without the tachton. Right. So either they might be arguing about simin elyon, or they could be arguing about simin tachton, about the shir of the Cyrus, as we're going to have later on in the nuns. Right, daf nun beis or so. So says the Chassam Sofer. It's not a machlokas and metzias. It's a machlokas about these simanim. What are those simanim? And depending on what you hold the simanim are, that would determine whether it's possible for the elyon to come before the tachton. Good. The Ritva here asks on our Mishnah, what's Rameir's svar? Rameir says you can't do chalitza or yiva because you're worried that she's a ketana and you're worried that she is a islandess. But Rabbi Meir asked the Ritva, is never choshish for mi'uta de mi'uta. It's never choshish for a double mi'at. So isn't this a double mi'at? It's a mi'at of, maybe she's a ketana, because there is a mi'at of women that have simin elyon without having simin tachton. Rabbi Meir would agree to the Rabbana, let's say that, like Rov, as we'll see in the Gemara. Rov women, if they have simin elyon, it must be they have already had simin tachton. But there is a miyat. Not so. Rabbi Meir is choshish for the miyat. So isn't it a double miyat? So Rabbi Meir is not worried. Never is choshish for a double miyat. So says the Ritva. Rabbi Meir is never choshish for what's called miuta dimiuta. If you have one miyat built on another miyat, kind of like a svek sveka. If you have this miyat and within that miyat there's another miyat, but if you just have two independent miyuts, so that's not a problem. Rabbi Meir is choshish for this miyat. Rabbi Meir is choshish for that miyat, and that's what you have here. Ketana and Islandess. They're not within each other. They're two separate miyuts. That's what Rabbi Meir says right here. He says, "Vika dekashule v'kiva devetana gufa chayish la'ilanis tavi miyut ki hader chayish la'im miyut avi le miyuta de miyuta." Isn't it a miyuta de miyuta? To lo chayish le Rabbi Meir kida amrina ba'alma, like we say in Yevamos Kuf Yutes. The Gemara answers. The Ritva answers. V'la milsehi. No. To hakol chad v'chad. Mehani koi ba'anfei nafshei. Ve'einze nitzle bazeklau. They're not really dependent on each other. And therefore, says the Ritva, this is not a mi'uta de mi'uta that the Rameir would not be choshesh for. No, it's one mi'at the Rameir would be choshesh for, and another mi'at the Rameir would be choshesh for. And therefore, this case he would say that you can't do yibam. Oh, the Chachamim, one more ha'ar over here, the Chachamim say though, no, we're not worried about the miyat. You can do chalitza or yibam because you have simin elyon. And if you have simin elyon, vaday ba simin tachton. Tosva says that when it says in this line of the Chachamim, o choletzes, omis yabemes is lav dafka. Right. Why? Because even a ketana could do yibam. Right. A ketana can't do chalitza, maybe a chalutz, but because you need das for chalitza. But yibam is the maisa. Yibam is the maisa. So therefore, it says the says Tosfos that the language of Omis Yabemes is kind of Avdafka. It's just contrasting it to the Shita of Rabbi Meir, but the Chamzit should say, no, you can even do Chalitza. Why? Because Yibum can be done even by a ketana. That is what Tosos suggests. If you look in Tosos Rabbi Kiva Eger, right here on the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva Eger says no. Maybe in general, the Rabbanan would say that Yibum can be done even by a ketana because we're not choshish lemiyut. But look, this woman already had simen elyon without simen tachton. So maybe that is already the roots of simonim of islandness. As the Gemara says elsewhere, what the simon of islandness are, I think in Yevamos. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, maybe here there's a reyesa. That's the havamina. You would have thought that she cannot do yibim anymore because now there's already a little netia towards being an islandess. Kamash malan, that's the chiddush. No, we don't have to say that this is a simon islandess yet, and therefore she can do yibim. So there is a chiddush to the Omnis Yevamos line, according to Tosas Rabbi Kiva Eger on Mishnayos. Now says the Gemara, getting back to that lashon, apa pishi efshar v'halobah. What does that phrase mean? Even though it's impossible, Rav Meir says, for the elyon to come before the tachton, we're choshes that it did. So halobah, but it did, according to Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara says, bala Rabbi Meir, apa pishi efshar the Rabbanan. That law is going according to the Rabbanan. According to Rabbi Meir, you're right. It did happen, but the Rabbanan would say it's impossible. V'lisni, again, not mitzias, even though it sounds that way, but it could be. It's impossible because the Rabbanan hold a later stage of what simen elyon is. While Rabbi Meir would say, no, I hold an earlier stage of what simen of the godless of the simen elyon is, as was discussed yesterday. So, v'lisni ba ha elyon. Why doesn't the Mishnah just say explicitly then straight, ba ha elyon? If the elyon came, Rabbi Meir, and I would know that according to the Rabbanan, demishum di efshahu. Why do you have to even say that in the Mishnah? Just say the case, and I would know the Rabbanan say that because they hold it's impossible. So the Gemara says, no, ilo tana avabishi efshar, if we would have left out that phrase. Avabishi efshar, hava amina, I would have thought as follows. Rov nashim takton asi bereisha. Most women have the takton that comes first. Umiyut elyon asi bereisha, and a myriad of women have the simen elyon that comes first. Rabbi Meir l'taymei dechayish lemiyut. Rabbi Meir is choshish lemiyut, and therefore he says, and he thinks that a simen elyon is not a simen of gavus. Right, that's it's only simen takton, which is the ikker simen. So Rabbi Meir is choshish lemiyut, and therefore he would say maybe she is selektana in this case. And the simen elyon, she got this when she said laktana. V'rabbanan l'taymayu de lo chayshi l'miyuta, and the rabbanan are not chayshis l'miyut, they just go by the rov, and therefore they would say she is a gdola, but that all is only. V'hani mili bestama, that's only bestama. If you didn't check, aval hecha de batkan v'lo ashkechan, but maybe I would have said, again, if I wouldn't have that line of afal pishi yefshar, I would have thought that if you check and you don't find simanim, Eimer Modile Rabbanan Rabbi Meir to Elyon Kadim. Maybe the Rabbanan would agree that there is such a miyut. They're usually not choshish for it. But if you know vada that this is a woman from the miyut, then you would say that she is not a gdola. Kamash Malan, that's the chiddush of this line. De'i Efshar, it's impossible. Ela vadai osi, really, simen tachton came already, even if you don't see it now. Uminta hu denatar, and the hairs must have fallen out. Good, that's why we have the importance of the phrase in the Mishnah of Avabishi Yefshar, that the Rabbanan hold is impossible, it's not just a roof. Good. Continues the Gemara, fourth wide line. Bishnah Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, I understand that Simen Elyon sometimes comes first because the Pasuk in Yechezkel refers to it that way. Hainu dechsev shadayim nachonu usarech tzimeach. So you see the Pasuk in Yechezkel refers first to the shadayim, the Simen Elyon, and then to the saros, the hair, the Simen Tachton. Ella, the Rabbanan, if Chamibaylai, but according to the Rabbanan, it should be the opposite. It's the opposite order. So, Hachi Kamar, this is how you should understand the Pasuk. Kivan, Sheshadayim Nachonu, Biyadua, Shesarech Tzimeach. No, once you have Shadayim Nachonu, then you know the following has already happened. It's not going in chronological order. Bishlam, Rabbi Meir, same kind of drasha. According to Rabbi Meir, I understand Hainu to say, this is what it also says in Cheska later on, in Perach of Gimel. Ba'asos mi Mitzrayim, Dadayich, Loman, Shadeinu Urayich. Rashi explains, this is referring to Yechezkel, where it says that Mitzrayim wanted to abuse Bnei Yisrael, wanted to abuse the Benos Yisrael, and therefore they were Misachik with them when they were younger, when they just had Simen Elyon, when they had their Dadim, they were Misachik with them, waiting till Shadeinu Urayach, while their Naris really came where they had Cyrus, and in that way then they could be Mizana with them. So that's what, again, the pasuk describes. First the dadim are there, and then the saros come. So then again, it's like Rabbi Meir. El the rabbanan ifchemi bai lady, according to Rabbi Meir, it should be just the, according to rabbanan, it should be the opposite. First the saros. If the shadayim are there, then it means for sure that the saros came. So the Gemara answers, hachi kamar. Again, this is how the rabbanan understand the pasuk. Kivan sheba'u dadayich biyaduu shaban arayich. Same idea. No, once they're playing with the dadim, bo dadayich, so it must be that the simin tachton has already come. Okay, so it's a different way of understanding the review of historical history, what's happening in, what happened in Mitzrayim according to Yechezkel. V'ibayis ema, or say, my shedei kula bedadiksiv, or maybe the word shedei, shedei nurayach, is also referring to the dadim. The word, the verb shedei, now referring to the original, we thought it was from a lashon of hashlacha, that it's thrown out. It's thrown out and it comes out. The ne'urayach are thrown out of the body, which we thought was the Cyrus, but no, we thought maybe shaddai here is from the word shaddayim. My shaddai kule bedad, the kulu bedadik say, the whole pasuk is talking about the shaddayim. V'achim kamar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, and really, Hashem is giving musar to Bnei Yisrael about what they did in Mitzrayim. Ich refu dadayich lo hadart bach. Ishtadu dadayich nami lo hadart bach. Ichrefu, when Rashi says hishchilu l'gadol v'la'akot, when the dadim started to develop, so you didn't do tshuva then. When they started to develop, when you were just a young developing nation, the beginning of the years of Mitzrayim, you didn't do tshuva. Ishtadadu dadayach nami, and also later on, right, you were still following their paths. Right, Rashi says gadol is called tzarchan. So therefore, it's really all a reference to the dadim. But again, the important part for us is that it is not a raya against the rabbanon. Interesting, we're quoting Pesukim in Yecheskel to bring rayas. Again, which might tip us off to the fact that it's not just a mitzias machlokas, because that could be, maybe you could test something out. You could test it out by checking a girl, even from earlier, to make sure that nothing fell out. But you know, that's not the issue. The issue is a machlokas in halacha, and that's why we check it based on Pesukim and Tanakh. Okay, we continue. But everybody agrees. Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanan both agree that the siman tachton is an important siman. That's the ikker. Right? Minalan, how do you know that we should rely on that? Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, v'chein tana devei Rabbi Yishmael, Amar Kra, so a statement of Rav and also a brisa. Amar Kra, ish o isha ki ya'asu mikol chatos ha'adam. A man or a woman who does any chatos ha'adam. At the beginning of Bamidbar. So we compare a man and woman regarding all onshim. So ma ish b'simen echad, afisha b'simen echad, just like a man is considered a gadol with one simen. So to a female, considered a gadol with a gadola with one simen. Right, and therefore we compare man and woman, and just like a man goes by simen tachton, so to the woman goes by simen tachton. V'heima ohai ohai. Maybe it goes by one by a woman, but either or, no ki'ish. Ma ish. Tachton velo elyon. Avisha tachton velo elyon. No, just like a man is tachton velo elyon, so to a woman. What does that line mean? What does that line mean? Ma ish tachton velo elyon, avisha tachton velo elyon. So look over, it's a machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam. If you look at Rashi, or Rashi says, because a man does not have a siman elyon. What kind of siman elyon is there for a man? There's no siman elyon. A man doesn't have dad, a man doesn't have breasts developing when he reaches puberty. It's not happening. So Rashi says, third line, ein bo simen elyon. Shein bo simen dadim mishtanim. He doesn't have that simen. So that's what the Gemara means. Just like a man only has tachton, so just so to an isha, you only go by tachton even though she has the other one. But if you look, the Nosek Kalim point out, and the Rivid jumps on the Rambam, if you look on the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, in Perek Bei Simen Tesvav, where he's talking about, this is the parak about Gadlus, the Rambam says, Ben Shlosh Esrei Shon of Yom Echad, Shlo Hevi Simen Shelamata, V'niru Lo Kala Simanim Shelamala, a 13-year-old boy who does not have Shtei Cyrus Lamata, but he has Simanim Lamala, Hariz Esafik Ben Gadol, Katan Lagadol, Safik. V'imlo nivdak milamata, if you didn't check below by the boy, so then kivin sheniru lo simani bagris milamala, ariza b'chezkas gadol. If you didn't check below, then you could assume he has simanim below, if he has simanim above. But that's the Rambam. The Rambam says, what is the Rambam talking about? There are no simani elyon for a boy. Says the Rabbi, Nir Elisha, Zeh Hayashetef Ruach, Velo Iyin Bedvarav, Vita'a, B'masha Sider HaBabas, Ki Abbas Yish Lo Simani Bagras Fame Simen Elyon, Aval Aben Ein Lo Simen Elyon, V'simanim Amurim Simani Sirus, Velo Simani Bagras, V'achi Yeben Esrim Katanu, V'yav Abishal Yibo Kol Simani Sirus, you have to wait till 20 and you're a Katan until it become a Simen Sirus with age 20. And the Magad Mishnah as well. And what does the Rambam do with our Gemara? So if you look in the Gra says the Rambam must read our Gemara differently. Not like Rashi that it's impossible, but he must mean it, that just like by a man, ma ish, tachton velo elyon, just like ish, the tachton is the significant one, and not the elyon, don't read it as the tachton is the possible one, but is the significant one. So, av isha tachton velo elyon. What is simen elyon though? So the Meiri says that it means the beard. Maybe it means hairs on the face. That's the simen elyon. And therefore, then both simonim for a man would be hairs. She Cyrus Lamata and Cyrus Lamala. But that is what the Meiri says over here. Okay, Tanya Namihachi. We also have a Brisa. The Ritva points out it's somewhat unusual for the Gemara to have already quoted. We know it from the Mishnah, and now we have it from the Brisa. Okay, Tanya Namihachi. Amar Belazar Bertzado. Kachoyim Mefarshin Biyavne. This is how they used to explain in Yavne where the Sanhedrin went after it had to leave Yerushalayim. Biyamru Kivin Shabbat Tachton. Shuv Ein Mashkichin Al Elyon. Once the tachton came, then if you don't worry about the elyon, the tachton is the ikker, simin for a female. Tanya, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Omer. Reb Shimon Gamliel holds, Tosva says this is a third opinion. This is a third opinion. Right, the Rabbanan held that the tachton comes first, that's the only ikker one. Reb Meir says that there could be an elyon first, but it's not going to be a simin, mufak. Reb Shimon Gamliel says it depends who you are. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, Benos Krachim, Tachton Mamayar Lavo, the girls in the cities, the Tachton comes faster. Why? Because they go to bathhouses a lot, and that develops the Simen Tachton faster, earlier. Benos Kfarim, Elyon Mamayar Lavo, the Benos, the girls of the villages, the Elyon is Mamayar Lavo. Why? The Dadim, Mebnesha Tochanos Barechayim, because they're always waving their hands, grinding the mills, so that the fact that their upper body is constantly moving, that develops the dadim more, it stretches them out more, says the Gemara. Reb Shimon Elazar Omer, Benos Ashirim Tzad Yamin Maher Lavo. The rich girls, Benos Ashirim, their dad Yamin develops faster. Why? Shenishof ba'af kere susan. Because it always is rubbing against their af kere susan. Rashi says ma'aforis, which is like a scarf. Like a scarf or a shawl, a sudar, goes on their right side and is weighed down a little bit. Some of Farshim say it's heavy. They put jewelry on it. So their right side is constantly agitated, and therefore that develops before the left side. Benosaniim, the opposite side. Small marlavo, bebeisha shovos kadimayim alem, because they carry the jugs of water on their left shoulder, which rubs against their left dad. So that's why Shimon Elazar says that's a simen. One's going to develop earlier than the other one. Or the other reason why the tzad small develops earlier, bebeisha nosin achein al gisaseim. They're always schlepping around their brothers on their shoulders, I'll see Dehen, so therefore, that also makes them, not sure why the Aniim are only schlepping around their little brothers, and not the Ashirim, maybe they have helpers with the, when they're Ashirim. Okay, why is this important to know? L'may nafkamina, so the right one develops before the left one, so how does that help us? Says the Aruch Laner, the important halacha is, that if the opposite one develops, that's a real Simen Gavos. That's what he means to tell us. Is to tell us that by the rich, by the Benos Ashirim, if the left one is developed, or by the Aniim, if the right one is developed, that is the importance. Lo nizbar ma'inef kusav pluk tezu, says the Aruch Laner. V'yesh lafaresh, he gives two pshatim. The first one is, Benos Ashirim sad yimim mar lavo, v'chein ba'aniya sad smo, v'lachein ba'hen ein london misimin elyon. So regarding the right of the rich and the left of the poor, that's not a good simin. Because you could say that just developed early because of the actions. But ifcha imbaba ashiris simin hadar bismol uba anias biyamin az hi gedola afilu lo ba simin bitzar ha acheres. That's the That's the answer. Or he says maybe these are simanim le'inyin bogeres. Maybe regarding bogeres you could use these. Okay, either way, that's the halachic importance of these statements. Tanur Rabbanan, we continue. Tzad small kodim l'tzad yamin. Brisa says that tzad small comes, develops before the tzad yamin. Rabbi Chanina ben Achi, Rabbi Yoshua Omer, me'olam l'kodim tzad small l'tzad yamin. It never happened. Chutz me'acha shayisa b'shkunasi, except for one who was in my neighborhood. Shekodim tzad small l'tzad yamin v'chazer le'sano. Where there was some type of mutation, let's say, because it never happened, the left before the right, but then it got back to equal. Interesting. Rabbi Chanina ben Achi, Rabbi Yoshua. We've had a number of times in this pesachta. Made an appearance in this Masechta, I think, more than other Masechtas. We had it earlier by Daf Chav Dalet. If you want to look back on Apelles Debus Nachash, right? Either way, we've had a couple of times. Oh, by the way, I forgot, when I couldn't find it on Friday's Daf, the Shomer Psaim Hashem that came up earlier was on Laman Aleph Amad Aleph. I just couldn't find it. Laman Aleph Amad Aleph is where we talk about Tashmish during pregnancy. So the Gemara says that Tashmish on certain days are very dangerous. The Gemara says on the first wide line, on the 90th day after fertilization, ki'ilu shofech damim. So we have no idea when that is. How do you know when 90 days is? So Abaye there says, don't worry about it, Shomer Psalm Hashem, Kodesh Baruch Hu will take care and guard. So I just forgot to mention that last time, so I got it in now. Okay, Tanur Rabbanan, how do you do these bedikas? Kol hanivdakos nivdakos alpi nashim. All these bedikas are done for simani gavos. How do you know? If you want to check simon tachton, says the Gemara, women do these checking, obviously. V'chein, well, not obviously, but it's important to have these women do it. V'chein hayir Rabbi Eliezer, Moser li'ishto, Rabbi Eliezer gave over the woman to the wife, the girl, Rabbi Shmuel, Moser li'imo. Right, you have to do the checks through women. Interesting, the Gemara here talks about simon tachton being through women only. Right, being through the Gemara is the context of the Gemara. I think Rashi said it explicitly as well. But that's what the focus is, the Simen Tachton. Simen Elyon was discussed yesterday, the last stop, in terms of the Gemara brought the story of Shmuel, that Shmuel checked, and then Shmuel gave Boshes to his Amasa, rather than the Gemara Mem Zayin and Aleph, but at least for Simen Tachton, the focus on our Gemara now is that it can be done by women. Interestingly, why women? Women aren't Ksherim Le'edus. Women aren't Ksherim Le'edus. Yeah, by Edus Isha, we have Kulas. But what about when it comes to this case? So the Ritva says here, because also this isn't real Eidus. This is Gilui Milsa. This is really the Ramban. The Ramban says this, but the Ritva expands upon it. It is not real Eidus. It's just establishing a mitzius so that you can act based on it. The Afagav, Dahai Davar Shebe'erva Talui Ba, even though Devar She'erva is totally on it, she'ino bepachas mishnayim, and Shavar She'erva is usually not less than two, ki'in daf beis, kivan de milsa de'efsha ligluyehu, since it is a milsa de'efsha ligluyeh, it can become revealed anyway, number one, and the Ramban says it's dami le'edus yavam, right, just testifying that this is so-and-so's brother. So also, it's most of the video glue, the Aiden me idos al Davar She'erva Mamish, they're not being made on a Maisas Nus, they're not being made on a Davar She'erva Mamish, Ella al Gufan shall Cyros, Asa'uhu Kishari Surin, Shanem Menes Ben Isha. A woman is believed by Isurin, Einechanem Isurin, even a woman serves me food, I could trust that it's kosher, Einechanem Isurin. It's not real Eidus, it's Eidechan may be Surin, but here too, even though this does have ramifications for Davar She'erva, we would trust the woman. Umiyas, but the Ritva says, Kolkia Gavna, Sarach Ladur, Achar Nashim, Hamachzofus, Bakshiris Yoser. You have to try to find very Ksheris type women, and that's why the Gemara says, Der Blazer used to use his mother, and Bishwa used to use his wife. And also, the Ritva adds, if you could have more than one woman, it would also be better. V'chein kol hecha de'efshar b'shtei nashim ne'emanos o yoser v'hachi adat fei. Z'yavagav de'meya nashim kechad adamin, even though 100 women are like one, regarding edus mikal makom, but still, this is gilui milsa, so the more we can be megala the milsa, kol hecha de'nefishi havi kimlon b'milsa tfei. It is better. Right? This is similar, it sounds like, a Rambam, the Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin. Important Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin, Perek Tes Zayin, Halacha Vav, the Rambam says, Eido Tzarech Shnei Eidim L'Malkus, Ela B'Shas Maisa. You only need two witnesses to give somebody Malkus, or any punishment, B'Shas Maisa, to be made on the act. Avol Ha'Isser Atzmo, Be'ed Echad Yuchzak. But the Isser itself could be Yuchzak with one witness. What does that mean? Ketzad. If somebody comes and says, you know what, this piece of meat is treif. Somebody just says to me that. And then two people see so-and-so eat this piece of meat, so he gets Malkus. Ah, the meat is only treif. We know based on one eid, but that's okay. Eid echad yuchzak. Ketzad. Amar eid echad. Chelav klayos huze. Kilaya kerem heim peiros elu. Gerusha ozona hi ishazu. This woman is a Gerusha ozona. One person told me that. Ve'achal oba'al be'edim. Achar shehusra bo hariz eloke. Afal pishe ikir ho iser be'ed echad. Even though it's only one eid. And the Rambam has a medra merm. This is only if nobody argued and nobody contradicted at the original moment. There were other people there and they did not contradict him. So that's one against one. Zu eino grusha. So then, v'achal obol achar shehechish, eino lochet sheik v'ha iser b'shtei edim. So then, there's a machlokas, there's a contradiction, and therefore you wouldn't say that. So that is the principle that gilui milsa can be established with one, even though the maisa would require two, because that is not real edus. That's really setting up for the following edus. Okay, so women can check, and Rebbe Elazar used to have his wife, and Rebbe Shmuel his mother. Rebbe Yehuda Omer. So now we're going to have a brisa, and then we're going to try to figure out what the brisa means. Rebbe Yehuda Omer lifnei aperek, when it's before age 11 for a girl. V'la'achar aperek, and after age 12, nasha both goes on some. The women can check. Women can check pre and post, but tocha perek, but during that year, during the year of muflas hamachlish, the year before godless, a nasha both goes on son. They're not allowed to. Why? She must see in Sveikos, Alpinashim. Because it's still a suffix. I said, what do you do? What does he do? He can't have a man check. Right? It's not a good situation. So he must see in Sveikos, Alpinashim. So you don't do it in this case, says Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe you'd have to wait for Simon Elyon. And once you have Simon Elyon, that would be a reflection that there is Simon Tachton. Rabbi Shimon Omer. No. Tocha Perek Nashim both goes on son. Even Tocha Perek, even within the year, right before 12 years old, so we have women check. So we'll have to see what the machlokas is between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. And then the Brisa adds, v'ne'menes isha l'hachmir v'lo l'hakel. And a woman is believed to be machmir, not to be mekel. We've always had the two nafkaminas, the past couple of dafim, chalitza and miyun. Right, if she's a gdola, she cannot do miyun, she can't do chalitza, and vice versa for a ktana. So we're machmir for an isha to believe in a woman, l'hachmir v'lo l'hakel. Ketzan, meaning what? Gdola he, she's not a believer kula. Okay, that's the brisa. A little bit, we'll talk about it. Now, Amar Mar, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lifnei aperek l'achar aperek, nashim both goes on, before age 11 and after age 12. So then women are believed. So why? What's the purpose of that? What's the namonis? What's the toalis of that namonis before age 11 and after age 12? So Bishlam Olafnei Aperek Boy Bedika, before age 11, we know Bedika is significant. It'll help us out. Because if you see that before age 11 she has Cyrus, and then those same Cyrus are there after age 12, so you know Shuman and knew those hairs are Shuma. So there is an importance to know if she has Cyrus before age 11. But after age 12, why do you need Bedika for? If I'm a Rava, don't we have Chazaka the Rava, as we had 2 days ago? Or yes, came up. So what do you need Bedika for after age 12? So ki am a Rava, Chazaka lemiyun. No, as we said then, when does Rava say you can rely on it? Lemiyun, avalachalisa bay Bedika, which might be, I don't even know if we, I think, yeah, we mentioned this then, when this came up earlier, on Daf Mem Vav, that we trust Rava's Chazaka for Durabanans, but not Daraisis. And that's why Rava said it's Chazaka lemiyun, but not for Chalitza. Period. Tocha Perek, sort of the next line of the Braisa. Tocha Perek, Enosha Botkos Osan. Tocha Perek, within the year before Gavlus, when she is 11 years old, so Rabbi Yehuda says that we don't allow women. Kesavar, why? Tocha Perek, L'achar Perek. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that Tocha Perek would be like L'achar Perek, meaning if you see Simanim, if you see Cyrus there, we had this machlokas earlier, if you see Cyrus there, we would be treated as if she's a Mamash Agdola, L'achar Perek, Di'ika Chazaka, Derova, Samchinan, Anashim Ubatki. But L'achar Perek, when she's actually 12 already, then, because we already have Chazaka Derova, so We trust women because it's already noted in that direction. It's already probable. But tocha perek deleka chazaka derava. But tocha perek where there is no chazaka derava. So then there's nothing pushing me to say that these simanim are simani gavlos lo samchin and anashim lo batki nashim. Right. So Rabbi Yehuda holds tocha perek is kolachra perek. That's why we're more hesitant. Rabbi Shimon Omer no af tocha perek nashim both goes also on. Rabbi Shimon says no. Even tocha perek women could do it. Why ksaver tocha perek elafnei perek. Because even if you find simanim here, it's not going to be that she's a gadola, but it'll be just the same reason as you check before. Because we'll assume it is shuma when you find them and they're still there after the years of gavlus, after she turns 12. Okay, we'll stop here by the word v'nei menes. Everybody should have a good day and good. Now we're in the paragraph of Basimin. The next couple of days, we'll be talking about non-nida items. We talk about all of Shas. Over the next couple of days, Tomentara and Zrayim, and we get into Rashi Sageis, and we get into Kashrus of Fish, right, over the next couple of days, until we get back to Daf Nun Beis, we will talk about different, even further than that, right, a number of the Mishnahis in the Parak talk about other Shas topics. Okay, we will stop here.